Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, could you give us an update on the Zika virus?
Certainly. On Tuesday, the House passed an important bill to expedite the review of drugs to combat the Zika virus. As many of you know, the Zika virus is spread through a certain type of mosquito, and the most recent outbreak originated in Brazil. In cases of people contracting the Zika virus, sometimes people don't even know they have it. Only a minority actually contracts the fever, rash, and achy joints associated with Zika, and the symptoms usually dissipate in days to weeks. Although the initial symptoms aren't too serious, if you're a pregnant mother, the effect of the virus on your unborn child can be quite serious. The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, confirmed on Wednesday that the virus can result in babies being born with abnormally small heads, brain damage, or even microcephaly in some cases. Other birth defects have been linked to the virus, including defects of the eyes, hearing deficits, and impaired growth. It's imperative that we work towards a treatment of this virus to protect children who are still developing in the womb. I look forward to President Obama signing the bill we pass quickly.
Has the subcommittee you chair, the Health Subcommittee, heard any updates on what's going on in Flint, Michigan?
Well, on Wednesday, I actually chaired a hearing on the Flint, Michigan water crisis to find out what is being done to respond to the lead exposure that occurred. We had the chance to hear from one of the first doctors to identify elevated lead levels in children in Flint, Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha. The hearing we held was focused less on fact-finding about what happened in Flint. There have already been several hearings by the Government Oversight and Reform Committee on that. Our hearing was more about the follow-up by the government agencies after the discovery of lead in the water in Flint. Dr. Atisha's testimony focused on ways to respond to the lead crisis, particularly to the elevated lead levels in children who tend to absorb more ingested lead than adults. She recommended a three-pronged approach to combat the after effects of the lead exposure in Flint: education, nutrition, and health care. For education, Dr. Atisha testified that literacy programs in early education, along with programs to catch students up who are lagging in the earlier stages of their education, can help buffer the potential cognitive impact of lead exposure. As for nutrition, she explained that children with poor nutrition absorb lead more readily. On the back end of the Flint crisis, she recommended bolstering long-term healthy nutrition, as it is critical to minimize lead release from long-term bone stores. In regard to health care for those that have ingested lead, Dr. Atisha targeted the need to equip Flint parents and primary caregivers to give the best care that they can to their children. She mentioned a maternal health care program where new mothers are visited in their homes, and included several other recommendations for increasing pediatric health care access.
Thank you for that update. Has anything else been going on in Washington regarding health care?
On Wednesday, Speaker Paul Ryan called a gathering of Republican members to discuss alternatives to Obamacare. Our health care system needs help, but not the kind of help that Obamacare offers. Speaker Ryan's vision is for the Republican Party to come up with a workable alternative to the current system. The Republican Party is not new to health care reform, and it was for that reason that I look forward to the meeting that Speaker Ryan called. Republicans want a market-based system that allows pooling across state lines. Republicans want a system where you can keep your plan if you move to another state or move to another job, portability, and personal choice is critical. My colleague Fred Upton, chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, which I serve on, when he left the Obamacare Task Force meeting Wednesday, said there would be a bill ready to hit the shelf next January if a Republican is in the White House, which is a positive development.
That news sounds optimistic. Speaking of optimistic, do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, I found out that one of the favorite outdoor activities of 16th Congressional District residents is returning this summer, Slide the City, which features a giant inflatable slide 3 football fields long that runs down Broad Street in Lancaster. And the slide has 3 lanes and last year swept over 2,500 people down what organizers describe as a giant slip and slide. They expect that many of last year's participants will return this year for more fun. The event will also, for the second year in a row, work with The Mix at Arbor Place to donate a portion of its proceeds to charity. The charity is asking for volunteers age 18 or older to help with the event. If you're interested, you can contact The Mix, which is a youth mentoring program, at 717-393-1523.
Thank you so much, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.